I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up. And there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Pants.
Well, I had a friend just come over for like a very early, like kind of meeting because we're going to do this thing together. And she was on her way and was like, oh, do you want me to grab coffee and something to eat? And I was like, oh my God, I have nothing to eat here. And I was like, no, I have coffee. And then I opened the fridge because Kim's been out of town for like a month. We've been at work every single day. I had nothing to feed her. And I thought you'd be proud of me. I pulled Alicia and I made her a baked yam.
Hot.
She thought it was the weirdest thing that's ever happened to her at somebody's house.
That sounds
like
fun.
I had baked it. It was baking in the oven the whole time she was here. I pulled it out. I put some ghee on it, salt and pepper.
She was, no eggs? There's no eggs in your fridge?
I didn't have any. I ate the last one yesterday.
You know, Anna's very worried about your nutrition.
I'm worried about my nutrition.
And the lack of vitamins you're putting into your body on a daily basis.
I have nothing.
Why is Alicia not eating?
I'm an empty vessel.
I don't know what kind of accent that was. That was an accent that does not sound like Anna whatsoever.
Do you have a new wife?
I can't do her accent. I never could. Why isn't she eating?
This doesn't sound anything like her.
That sounds nothing like her. It's the hardest accent to do.
You almost sound like Count Dracula. Okay, so even at work, though, it's been happening. I don't even... like at Crafty, I'll get like a bag of popcorn and...
Yeah, you have a thing with Skinny Pop at work. You have 5 bags. I counted the other day.
Hey, they're teeny. There's probably like, I'm going to say tops.
4 kernels in the
30
bag.
30 kernels. Tops. And that's being generous.
I dialed in my snacks at Crafty this season and I'm jazzed every time I order them.
Go ahead. I've copied one of yours. I enjoy it, but then I get sick of it. But go ahead. Tell everyone what it is.
They make these really, really good apple slices, like very, very thin. And they put almond butter or peanut butter on it. And then they put another apple slice on top of that. So it's a sandwich. You look bored. I'm sorry.
No, you've skipped a major ingredient.
Oh, well, and then.
Inside the peanut butter.
Wait, is granola and.
So it's crunchy.
And they spray the actual apple with lemon juice. So you get this brightness.
Like a tang.
It reminds me of that book or that documentary series that was based off a book called Acid Heat. Acid Heat. Oh, shit. What's the name of it? Acid Heat something something. Anyway, it's a famous book. It's great. But it's about those components and about how when you mix them together, one balances out the other. Melissa.
Sweet and salty, baby.
Acid
salt. It's called Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat.
Thank you. And it's a great book and it's a great doc series. It's on Netflix. Anyway, I always think about that and the brightness of the lemon spray with the almond butter with the granola in it. It's
green apple. You also have to describe what kind of apple.
It's kissing
the Granny Smith.
It's like kissing God. It's so good.
Wow.
And then you introduced me to the Aloha bars.
They're so good.
My goodness.
To me, they taste like the inside of a tiger's milk candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Those random little candy bars.
So that's added to my arsenal. And then hibiscus lemonade. They make fresh hibiscus lemonade.
It's kept me alive.
Get a bunch of ice, and I have about 20 of those a day. And they make me happy.
Yeah, they should just hook you up on an IV bag.
Great.
Hibiscus lemonade surging through your veins.
I would love it. Isn't it yummy?
Yeah, I haven't. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
And everyone has them too. I see everybody wandering around with
words out. I don't think they're happy about it because I think they have to really like make it, brew it and do a whole thing. Well, I'm just saying it's a lot of people. So yeah, the thing is I get home on a, you know, late on a Friday, and then on Saturday, I don't want to go to the grocery store. I don't. It's the last thing I want to do. So whatever I had the week or 2 weeks prior, the grocery store run I did is completely gone. And I have two items left in the fridge.
I'm sorry.
It's my own fault. Like today, it's Sunday. I'm starving. I had the yam with my friend Maggie. I took the other half. And now I'm like, what am I going to do for lunch? What am I going to do for dinner?
When this is over, do you want to come over for pancakes?
You know, I would, but I think I just have to sit on the couch today.
I feel it.
It's a couch day.
On Tuesday or Wednesday, when we were at work, I said, oh, I know what I'm going to talk about on pants today. Remember that? I was like, oh, I know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah. And then it's gone. You forgot like 2 minutes later, like, what'd I say? What'd I say? What'd I say? And I was like, I don't remember.
And here's the funny. I just had an appointment prior to getting on to this. And as I was driving home.
What kind of appointment?
An appointment.
Okay.
Let me have some privacy. It was an appointment.
You got it. It's all yours.
I was driving home and I remembered what it was and I was so excited. And no shit, the second it came into my brain, it instantly left. So maybe—
Are you kidding
me? I'm dead serious.
Wow.
It's very unlike me, but I can't remember what it was.
Twice is weird to remember it and then forget it again.
I know.
It really must have sucked. Yeah,
no, I was excited about it. That's the bummer, is that I was excited and I thought, oh, great, this is what I'm going to bring up.
So now what do you have? Oh my God, Peg's staring at me.
I'm kind of screwed. I was really excited about it.
Yesterday, my friend Allie Adler, who we've had on Pants before, who wants to come back on, by the way.
Let's have her anytime. I told her that
she's
a few
like,
weeks
Quad,
ago.
When am I coming back on Pants? We should have had her today. Anyway, she bought tickets to one of those iPick movie theaters.
Eat the food.
You recline. And you eat the food. Another day of bad nutrition for me.
Yeah. What's going on?
There were like nachos and then more popcorn, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We had like sangria. We thought it was hilarious.
Gross.
It was disgusting. And I was driving home and I couldn't even drink that. I was like, this is like, it wasn't even, it was so bad. So I mostly ate popcorn. And then I felt bad for the rest of the day. I was like, I need to eat something real.
Well, we went out to dinner.
Then we
last
went for
night.
Dinner. I think that was the first time I've eaten in a month. Well, you know, I'm eating. I don't want to tell you. I'm eating. I'm just not eating anything good or nutritional.
Well, last night's dinner was quite nutritional and very, very good. When I came to pick you up, you said, oh, you have a sports jacket on. And suddenly I was transported back to 1988 to when we used to call jackets sports jackets. I don't have good warm weather jacket game. Winter, I kill it. Great jackets and coats. But in the warm months, I really just rely on like two jackets and then a blazer if I have to look somewhat presentable.
First of all, sports jacket.
Sports jacket, Leisha. Those are the
so
exact words.
It's so much cooler than blazer.
Oh, you're wearing a sport. And you were shocked. You're like, oh, you're dressed up. You're wearing a sports jacket. I felt like I was in The Secret of My Success with Michael J. Fox. What's going on?
I think you should bring it back.
I will now. And so will everyone who's listening. Sports jacket.
I'd gone to the thing before the dinner and I was like, oh, I'm not even hungry because now I just feel gross.
So you weren't hungry when we went out to dinner?
I was not starving, no. But the food was so good and I knew that I needed to eat something real that I ate.
Can I be honest? I have a confession.
What? Did you pre-eat?
Yeah. I got a milkshake. I really wanted ice cream. I've been craving ice cream for ages. And Anna was like, you had such a long week. let me get you a treat. And I got a milkshake.
What do you mean got a milk? What does that entail? She went out.
She ordered me a milkshake and I got a milkshake.
You ordered one, like a Postmates milkshake?
Yeah, a chocolate and vanilla milkshake. And it was glorious. It was one of my happiest moments I've had recently was this milkshake. So by the time we went to dinner, I wasn't
really
hungry.
You were full on that?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not
hungry. We were both full from gross things.
The milkshake to me wasn't gross. Your sangria sounds like hell, but my milkshake was made with love and it was perfection in a cup.
I'm happy for you. A milkshake sounds gross to me, but I love that it brought you so much happiness and that you had it delivered to the house is so chic.
It was so good. I was watching something I couldn't tell you. I was kept falling asleep all day. Yesterday, I just kept falling asleep. I thought I'm just cruising on the couch and I was put something on I'd want to see. Couldn't keep my eyes open, would wake up and say, all right, I'll pick up wherever this left off. And then I just kept, it's like I was like passing out all day long. So in
I passed out after the movie too. I got home. I had like, before you picked me up, I had like 40 minutes. I was out like a light.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many bra brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this, or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
My problem, timing, I'm all about timing in life, and I like it when my timing lines up with the expectation I have set for myself. For whatever reason, I'm in a very bad period of timing because on weekends is when I can make appointments because during the week it's hard to gauge. And I'm usually a morning person, so I will make an appointment on a Saturday for 10:30 a.m., And this has happened since we began work this season. Without a doubt, if I have an appointment on a Saturday at that time, I will have had a very, very late night the night before to where I'm not able to catch up on sleep because then I have to wake up on Saturday to make this appointment when I'm dog tired. But on Saturdays where I have nothing to do, I will have not had to work on that Friday or I will have gotten off at a reasonable hour. So my timing is off.
Well, it's very easy to look at your schedule that you get 2 weeks in advance and go, oh, I shouldn't do this Saturday because obviously I'll be at work until 2.
Right. But the certain appointments I make, I have to make in advance, like month in advance.
Before. Yeah.
Correct. So I had that.
I lost the haircut.
Yeah, you lost a haircut. I had a haircut yesterday. That was my appointment that I had to be up for at 10 a.m. And I had to go all the way to the west side to do it. I was like, oh, God. I'm
so
tired.
Is that where you get your hair cut?
Well, my guy has a spot he works at on Saturdays in Venice. During the week.
That is such a trek. Wow.
Well, actually, from where I am now,
it's easy.
Not as hard. But right. Still, I just got in the car yesterday and thought, Christ, I just want to sleep.
We had a big week. We can't say what, but my God, I was wrecked.
Wrecked. Destroyed.
In a good way, but in a way I've never felt before.
Mm-mm.
Everyone will know at some point what we're talking about. It'll all make sense. I think around Christmas.
No, I was going to say in January. Mm-mm. You guys are going
to... I know when it airs.
You guys are going to know what we're talking about.
No, they're going to know before Christmas. I think it airs like 2 days before Christmas.
Good timing. People will be home.
They'll be home. They'll be bored.
Wanting a break from family.
And this.
I hope that's true.
Magical
I hope you're
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell when your show's airing in the holiday season, because you never know if they're going to take a week break or something, and or a pause.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that.
You have
but
to
I heard
that.
I heard a rumor on set that that's when this one will air.
Where did that said rumor come from?
You never know the source. It's like you just hear from like
Crafty,
somebody like a PA or a Crafty. They'll be like, I heard it's Christmas, and you don't know how far in the gossip train it's gone before you it goes to your ears.
Right. That's why I was wondering. I hope that's true. I think that's a nice way to kick off a holiday.
I do too.
So provided you're correct, in December, 2 days before Christmas, you'll know what we're talking about.
And I think they'll probably advertise it before.
Yes. But I will say this. It's the best goddamn time I've had.
I'm going to say ever.
Ever. We laughed so much. I had my stomach was like my stomach muscles were sore from laughing.
I had tear tracks down my makeup on my cheeks from laughing over and over. We have a whole week ahead of us to do more of it. Do we have questions, Melissa?
Hi, Alicia. Hi, Kate. My name's Sam, and I am a huge fan of both and The Outward and just everything about you. Here's my question. The thing that bothers me the most about The O-Word is how much cheating. There's this trope all the time that lesbians have to be cheating other or bisexual women have to be cheating on what they're in relationships with. How did you guys cope with our sexuality being portrayed as people we were more likely to cheat?
I'm going to have to just say the reason there's so much cheating on the show is because it's a soap opera. It's TV. I don't know. That's what the writers love to write. It's like the second you get in something, somebody has to mess it up. But I would love to watch a stable relationship personally, but.
Okay. So let's say there's a stable relationship.
Okay.
Let's say, okay.
Well, right. That's what Bette and Tina always kind of, well.
But they weren't like.
They weren't. I know.
Bette cheated.
But we're supposed to think they are, which is weird.
Tina went with men for a while. Bette had different girlfriends. So they weren't. But let's say there was. Let's say there was just one happy, stable relationship on this show. What are we going to watch them do? Cook and watch TV?
I would watch that. I mean, I think there are a lot of television shows that have couples that go through normal couple problems that are interesting to watch, where it doesn't involve like another person or somebody leaving. It's just like what happens inside of the relationship to me is fascinating.
Okay. And so what's the storyline?
It can be a million things.
Okay, like what?
You're in a relationship. I'm sure it's not perfect every day. I'm in one. It's not perfect every day. Nobody's is. It's like you have, oh my God, there's, you know, it runs the gamut here. It's like a billion different things you could watch. I can't believe you're acting like you've never watched a couple on television. That
no, I have.
Hasn't gone through
of course
things.
I have. I'm just thinking on in terms of this show and in like you said, it's a soap opera. So in that landscape, I'm trying to envision what
well,
one happy
on,
couple,
on,
quote unquote.
Okay.
What? A,
but look
what
on Succession, right? One of our favorite shows. Like look at Shiv and Tom. Mm-hmm. They're fully together.
She's
and,
cheated though.
Yeah.
Right. But okay, let's pretend that one thing didn't happen. There's still a million other.
And Tom is cheated too.
I know, but okay. Outside of those things, they also have a lot of other problems. They're fascinating television.
But their show itself is not about their marriage. That's secondary to the Succession problem.
I don't care. I'm saying their relationship still has fascinating issues that are great television. And they're still together.
Right, because they have so many... Because their issues, their conflicts are, although their marriage itself is a conflict, the external conflicts are life and death for them. So I'm asking you on this show, and Succession is not our show. That's comparing. I mean, that couldn't be so, that's so separate from what we do. So on our show, one happy couple, what's their conflict? Drama arrives from conflict. So what's the conflict for this happy couple that live together, that cook together and watch television? They have some cats. They borrow each other's clothes. What are they like? What's the conflict? It's a good question. Why does everyone cheat? It's a soap opera. You're right. It's drama. I think about Six Feet Under and Nate and Brenda. Brenda's whole thing was that she was cheating on Nate.
She had a sexual addiction.
Yes, but she was constantly cheating on him. And then they break. There was always Keith and David from Six Feet Under. One of them cheated as well.
I mean, I think that the bigger question is somebody name a couple on television, straight or gay, that hasn't cheated and is still.
Let me throw it back. Dylan cheated on Brenda with Kelly. That was huge.
Exactly.
And they're still talking about it. I still think about it sometimes. I was team Brenda personally, but listen, everyone has their feelings. Everyone cheats on television. It is a trope because you know what? It creates drama. It creates conflict. And from there, you can move forward. It's television isn't easy to do.
I would love personally if you watched a couple that hadn't cheated, nobody's cheated yet, and you had to survive the crush and the want and the desire to cheat, but you don't go through with it. Like, that's fascinating to me. Like, fight the feeling. I can't fight this feeling any longer.
Saying I feel strange. You make me feel. I feel strange around you. You make me feel funny. All that stuff. And then the other person's like, "Yeah, I feel funny too." And then they drop it. And then they go home. They and they're
it's good
not
you're not
present.
In the writer's room. And then they go back to their.
Then they
cats
go home
and
to their. Then they go home to their respected others, and they're spaced out, and they're kind of distant. I don't. Doesn't. I mean, sure, that could work, but on our show, everything has always been heightened. That's how it's always been from day one. The lifestyles, the personalities, everything's been all of it.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
There was a series on HBO many years ago called Tell Me You Love Me. And I only saw some of it, not all of it, and it was about four different couples, but the problems and the sexuality was really, the whole story was about the inner workings of each individual couple, if memory serves correct. And it was getting into the minutia of that. So that makes
Wasn't
sense.
Wasn't that Cindy's show? That was Cindy's show.
That was Cindy's
it?
Show. Yeah. Tell Me You Love Me. But the L word isn't Tell Me You Love Me.
It's also lasted a lot longer than that show did.
Yes, it did.
So people like the drama.
Exactly. I still have the makeup under my eyes from Fridays. It's like black cement. It won't leave. I feel like I'm part of Susie and the Banshees. Like, look at my eyes. Like, is this ever going to come off?
Did you use makeup remover?
Yeah, I used all of it. It won't leave my face.
Did you get permanent tattoo?
It looks
eyeliner?
Like I did. What if I did that? I would save so much time.
You can tell me. Was that your appointment today?
Now the cat's out of the bag. I mean, what if I did do that? You know how much, I wonder how much time I'd save in the chair if I got it tattooed on my eyelids. That must hurt
I think
horribly.
When I've seen it on people, it's a little, it's strong. Like, it's not like a smoky eye. I think that would be more of a line.
Right. Well, I bet they can, I don't know. If you do a single needle, I bet with the single needle, you could do the smoky.
Ouch. Ooh, I'm grossing out. How much
pain
on your lower eyelid?
The pain. Because it's thin skin. Anything with thin skin
is on your, it's by your eyeball also. Ugh.
I can barely get eye drops in my eyes. I have to have like four people hold me down and get a drop in my eye. But that's what it looks like right now.
I think you didn't use your eye makeup remover.
I
well
use my
enough.
Eye makeup remover every
but
single
But I think you went top
day.
Down. I think you have to like.
No, I get all up in there. I fold. No, I get my little makeup remover thing and I fold it in half and I get really in there. Really in. Like I'm cleaning grout lines.
I wonder why it's sticking. Are you sure they're not just, it's not dark circles?
It could be.
They're just like extra intense.
Oh, no, the dark circles. I mean, those are always there.
Those are lower.
I was born with dark circles under my eyes.
Just a little baby with dark circles.
I was. I've always had them. And my mom, I used to go to say to my mom, "Mom, why do I have these?" Well, darling, they're hereditary.
Did you come out with a smoky eye?
Yes. Because my mother wears a smoky eye. I'll teach her while she's young.
Well, everybody,
if you feel second wind, I'm going to request pancakes as a treat.
Sounds great. That almost falls in line with non-nutritional, though.
Not the way Anna makes them.
I know. She's such a good cook.
It's crazy.
I just can't imagine. I feel like I'd fall asleep at the wheel driving to your house.
When I come home, when I have late nights and I come home, I walk into a house that smells so delicious because it's the smell left over from whatever magical meal she's made herself for dinner. And wow. I have FOMO.
When I open a bag of popcorn, it just takes over the house. Really warms it up.
You really got to come over for dinner this week. I know you're worried about Anna and like the food payments, but it's fine.
Well, I mean, I told you my idea and you said she'd be offended.
Yeah, she would be. I mean, I'll ask her. I don't want to speak for her.
I was going to make a little piggy bank and just start it off with like $100 in there for the meals I have.
Alicia, no, Alicia.
Well, for the farmer's market, she can just like reach in to the piggy bank, the little till that I'm going to make, and then she'll have food for the next meal she makes me.
At the farmer's market, the man who does the fish is Brazilian. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Anna's got an in now because they speak in Portuguese to each other.
Oh, that's great.
And he is a great fish stand, by the way.
I know. We get it all the time.
Amazing, amazing fish. I think the halibut you had or the salmon came from him. Anyway, is this deadly? Go take a nap.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.